Hello, this is the Reverend Dr. Rick, and these are sermons while I drive, and I welcome you back. I know it's been a while since my last sermon. I've been a little busy, and this one, I didn't really have time to prepare as well as I would like to, but I just had some thoughts that I hope I can get out in a semi-coherent way. So I've been thinking about the saving ordinances some churches have, like Catholics and Mormons. Catholics and Mormons, they have rules, you know, they must be performed in certain ways and certain times, like baptism. And these, you know, are prescribed very strictly how they're to be done. The Templar saints, they don't follow exactly what these other churches follow. They adhere more to the spirit of the law than the letter of the law. They're more concerned with intentions rather than the act. And I think you can find this in the Bible doing reading a little differently than most people are used to reading. And I was reading the Pauline letters, you know, by the Apostle Paul. And I was looking at the original Greek as opposed to any one translation. But I was looking at the original Greek as a Gnostic might look for it, looking for clue words, key words like this that would be like catchphrases that a Gnostic might pick up on. And his letters take on a completely different tone when you look at it this way. Some of the things he's saying, like when he talks about eating food that's been sacrificed to other gods, you know, regular reading, you might think, well, he's against that. You shouldn't eat meals that have been prepared for other gods. But as I was reading it, the idea that I was getting was that these other gods don't mean anything. What does it matter if the food was sacrificed to another god, if it was blessed by the name of another god? It doesn't mean anything because they're not real. So who cares? So, you know, if you're hungry and you want to eat, go ahead and eat, as long as you realize that you're not eating in a form of worship to another god. You're eating for yourself. So that's it's a little different way of looking at things, and I think you can apply this to other things. And you know, he was talking about, along with eating sacrifices to other gods, he was talking about, you know, playing the part of a good Christian so that your brothers and sisters, fellow Christians, you know, you would be part of them, and you could share with them your beliefs and ideas. You would play the part of a good Christian. and realize, you know, that a lot of people, you know, are part of the herd mentality. They got to follow along with the group, and they feel comfort doing that. So even though they might see what you're doing as like being a wolf in the herd, really, you're just trying to proselyte, in other words. You're trying to proselyte your understanding into these other people and maybe raise them up a little bit, their understanding. You're trying to enlighten your brothers about the rules that they follow. Why are they following certain rules? What is the purpose? And what needs to be done? And I think this, you know, can apply to everything, including the saving ordinances. You know, what is the purpose of the saving ordinance? You know, you may think that you're really not bound by the same limitations of the other other Christians. You know, you don't have to follow the same practices and rituals as your brothers and sisters in the faith. And that may be true, but the idea is not that you're superior to them or you're above them or anything. The idea is more that people are on the same path at different stages. You know, and some are still, you know, like little children or babes. And, you know, when you have a baby, you need to feed them, you know, appropriate food for babies. You know, and as they grow up and they can handle more solid food, then you can give them more solid food. I remember as a child, I still had a very limited diet as to what I would eat and what I would drink. And, you know, even though I could eat solid food, you know, some things I didn't like, you know, like Brussels sprouts or liver or something like this. You know, I didn't like it when I was little. As I got older, you know, I learned how to eat these things. And in a way, I think that's what the Apostle Paul was trying to say in his letters, is that, you know, you need to be like the big brother, kind of showing your other brothers and sisters little bits, feed them little bits that they can digest. And then so they can grow. I remember Jesus, you know, they said that he grew from grace to grace. I take that to mean that he wasn't born with all the knowledge of a God. He had to grow a little bit. He had to learn a little at a time as he grew up. You know, he didn't start preaching till he was 30, you know. What was he doing until he was 30? Was he just sitting around contemplating the universe, or was he learning and growing in his knowledge so that he could be a teacher and show us, you know, the way? He said he was the way. And so I just want to say that, you know, these saving graces, they have their place. Just like babies, you know, have to have milk toast or baby food, parade carrots or whatever, and then they can grow up into a little bit better food and continue to grow their entire life. And we, as Templar saints, you know, we're not going to say we have all the answers, of course not. But we're like big brothers, you know, maybe we're a little farther along, maybe not. But, you know, we can pass on what little knowledge we've gained to those of our brothers and sisters so that we can all grow and gain in our knowledge of God and salvation. And in this way, you know, us and our siblings and everybody, you know, we can become as gods, knowing right from wrong or from knowing good from evil. I mean, that was the goal, wasn't it? Going back to the Garden of Eden, to be as the gods, knowing good from evil. So this has been the Reverend Dr. Rick. This is Templar Saints Ministry, and this has been a sermon in my car, kind of a convoluted, mixed-up one. You know, I just had time to spit out some ideas, and I hope that some of these could have been edifying to you. And I hope to do another sermon in another week. Thank you.